And I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, "Come and see." And I saw, and behold, a white horse.
There's a man going round taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around.
Well, greetings, everybody. Pastor Buddy sitting in here with you this evening on WNQM. 1300 AM on your radio dial, and we're glad to be in your audience wherever you're listening tonight, be it by the FM or by your computer downloads on the 50,000 watts of pure listening pleasure Christian programming with Pastor Buddy and a Shepherd's Call. We're glad to have you on. Well, now, we're going to talk about when the war that is already been prophesied to happen comes around. You know, Johnny Cash, the man in black, and he was talking about the man on the white horse. Well, that white horse, ladies and gentlemen, is the Antichrist war that is soon to appear upon the world scene. We're going to talk about that. So, we want you to call a neighbor and a friend and tell them that the Shepherd's Call with Pastor Buddy's on the air. Let's start right now with World War III. Did you know that this war has been planned by the Illuminati? Those who are in control of the powers of the earth. You say, well, I didn't know there's anybody in control. And Pastor Buddy, if a war happens, it will be because some foreign nation rises up and gets out of hand, or maybe a missile goes astray and it's a certain country and it starts a war. Well, that's not what's going to happen. A third world scenario was developed several decades ago. Two world wars have already been achieved, and the third and the final world war envisions, believe it or not, an attack on Iraq, Iran, and or Syria as being the trigger to set the entire Middle East into fiery conflagration. Did you know that the Bible says when you see Jerusalem compassed about with armies round about, once America is firmly entrenched into the Middle East with the majority of her first-line units, North Korea will attack South Korea. Then, with America's forces stretched well beyond the limit, China, seeing the golden dragon opportunity, will invade Taiwan. And this will broaden and usher in the start of World War III. Now, what constitutes a world war? How many countries need to be involved, and who decides at which point a number of regional skirmishes can be grouped together and called a world war? At the time who called the official start of World War I and World War II? It began to evolve. Have you ever noticed that along with the term World War, three is freely used in the alternative preset? And if you look in the major news networks, they have avoided using any phrase reminiscent to World War simply because they want this to come very subtly or unsuspecting upon the world population. Since it's difficult to find a definition for the event, which has only happened twice in modern history, there's an attempt here with myself to answer the question of what constitutes a world war. A world war is a military conflict spanning more than two continents in which at least 20 major countries participate in an attack against a common enemy, and which has the attention of the man in the street due to the significant loss of life and the carnage and the material loss that these world wars will bring forth. With that definition, I want to tell you that World War I and World War II were in fact world wars. Both wars involved some degree of participation from most of the world's then existing countries, simply like Britain and France and Germany and Italy and Japan, the United States, the Soviet Union, and the Eastern Bloc countries, Denmark, Norway, so on and so forth. Now, we can agree that we are very close then to achieving the potential for World War III, which I believe it's already started. I believe it started on March the 20th in 1993 when we invaded Iraq. I believe that was the trigger mechanism. They have no intention of withdrawing, although it's talked about. This is to keep peace with the discontent that is growing about the lingering war. You see, what's going to happen here, we can't get out, ladies and gentlemen. I prophesied this in 1993 on a radio program entitled Blood in the Sand. Well, our blood, the blood of those who are participating in this skirmish, if you will, the war in Iraq, it will broaden to Iran, it will then go to Syria, and then it will probably, no doubt, employ all of the nations of the Middle East, be them Arab or Jewish. The Jewish state of Israel will invade Palestine. Well, they've already done that. They've done cross the border just last week. And so then, the tensions are rising. This is a planned. Did you know that Albert Pike, in the 1800s of all times, wrote about the Third World War and prophesied that it would come through the development, that it would take three world wars to bring about the New World Order? Well, here we are. We're right in the days of his prophetic, conspiratorial. It means that this was planned. It's purposed. And nothing can prevent it because the wicked intend on having their way. They must develop, produce, and engage in the Third World War. This is for reasons that I will get into just a little bit later. Now, let me show you something. Notice this. Here's the timeline. The events leading up to the start of World War III were actually included in, if you will, of all things now, of all things, they were included in the 9/11 attacks. September the 11th in 2001, we had a excuse for going on the hunt of terrorists. And we had an excuse for invading the Middle East, Afghanistan, Iraq, where we said that there were weapons of mass destruction. So in the Middle East, the powder keg, the place where we're going to see widespread conflict, and this will bring the entire region into the flames of war, could be triggered by Iran or militants in Pakistan using North Korea-supplied nuclear arms. And that's going to happen, ladies and gentlemen, sooner or later. The Arab countries do have nuclear weapons. They will use them if threatened. It's their last line of defense. Now, that's Act 1, the Middle East. Act 2 is Israel, as I said, will possibly invade Palestine. And a Palestinian state will be established so that all Israelis will be fully separated by Palestinians. And that brings in that 7-year treaty to be confirmed by a world leader, probably George W., if he lasts that long, only for Israel to viciously attack Palestine shortly thereafter and break that pact. Now, enter Act 3, the Far East. We know that China has expansionist ideals. We know that Taiwan has been a thorn in her side for the last 50 years. And we know that her goal is to bring Taiwan back into the Chinese dynasty as they did the British-controlled Hong Kong. They've done got that back. So now, with their ability to produce in mass labor markets materials, for instance, if you'll just shop at Wally World, you'll see what I'm talking about. I'm talking about Walmart. Wall to wall, it's called China Mart, to be a better word for it. Just check your merchandise, and Walmart prides itself in made in the USA. That's a joke. When 90% of their materials are made abroad to where they can buy cheap and sell cheap and put all the mom-and-pop grocery stores and the hardware stores and the clothing stores that built this country and give individual competitive nature of our society has been changed by the global intentions of Walmart teaming up with China to mass produce materials at a discount price with a huge profit motive in between. Did you know that a family that operates Walmart, the Waltons, did you know that Mr. Walton married a Jewish woman, and that Mr. Walton went bankrupt, but he was refinanced, and he got his second start? Well, ladies and gentlemen, all of this will include China invading Taiwan and North Korea, possibly. She's already threatening this week, done launched 10 or 12 missiles capable of carrying warheads. You say, oh, yeah, but they were a miserable failure. Don't bet on it. Ladies and gentlemen, they have been perfecting their missile systems since 30 years ago. right after the end of the Korean War, which was in the 50s, they began their expansionist, or their, actually their defense, and now has threatened it as an offense against any nation that dares to oppose them. I believe that the flight of the missile was purposely programmed to detonate within a minute after its launch. But I do believe, in defiance of the warnings of the nations that told her not to, this is the belligerent nature of the Asiatics, and I believe that they have the third finger in the pie here, so to speak, that they will get their rewards through expansion in case that America and Great Britain is bogged down in the Middle East with Russia, the next door neighbor of Iran, that we could possibly see the major powers participating in the Third World War. The possibilities are enormous. Now, the erosion of confidence in the so-called quote-unquote system that's been developed. People are losing interest, they're losing patience, and they're losing confidence that the citizens have now started panicking into giving up their liberties and constitutional rights by trying to buy a peace when there is no peace. We have been dismantled piecemeal and taken apart our wonderful, strong country that believes in a creator and a risen savior. Now we can't either worship either one without infringing upon someone foreign or domestic their rights to believe that we have violated their rights by believing. Just don't make any sense that we can't say the Pledge of Allegiance because it has the word God. Don't we believe in God anymore? Are we going to bow down to the liberal court system? Are we going to advance their agenda? Well, of course we are. Because we say, well, I'm just one person, I can't do anything. Well, we dare not to speak because we have been panicked into giving up our liberties and constitutional rights. Now, this pre-position plan calls for the dissolution of the U.S. Constitution triggered by a significant enough terrorist attacks strategically placed in our country. The ultimate intent is to introduce a global government and one world religion. And that religion is the state religion that was just like the four Babylonian kingdoms that's prophesied to come up on the end time generation. We are, ladies and gentlemen, the terminal end time generation, and in our day we shall, there is a generation that is growing up to possibly be fodder for the cannon of the pre-planned Third World War that is going to involve the whole world. There will be no neutral nations. You see, ladies and gentlemen, nuclear power has no respect of persons. If you detonate nuclear device in one country, it could form a cloud of radiation over another country. Whether you be neutral or not, you could still be affected by the nuclear confrontation. We're going to have one. It's inevitable. All these have been manufactured for a reason, and the Bible says that unless Almighty God intervenes, as it's recorded in the 11th chapter of the book of Revelations. I'll read it for you there, if you will. Let's go to Revelations. We're going to start in the 11th chapter. We're going to begin at the 18th verse. And the nations were angry. Have you ever seen a time of trouble? Have you ever seen such a perilous possibilities? Have you ever seen the nations so angry at one another? Have you ever seen this, and is it by design, by a new world order that wants to bring in a unified, no borders, one world order that will have complete, total control over a shell-shocked, nuclear-shocked, terrorist-shocked generation? Well, ladies and gentlemen, here it is. Here it is. And the nations were angry, and thy wrath is come, and the time of the dead, that they should be judged, and that thou shouldest give reward to your servants, the prophets. Well, that's all a reward a prophet will get. In this day, you get nothing but ridicule, abuse, persecution, and mocking. And the saints that believe the prophets receive the same. And them that fear thy name, small and great, and that shouldest destroy them which destroy the earth. Well, right there it is. Revelations chapter 11, verse 18, the distinct high-raising possibility of a nuclear confrontation that threatens mankind's very existence. And we know that as far back as the 1800s, this war was predicted to bring on a nuclear eruption upon the earth. What does it profit the world leaders to have such a horrendous possibility, Pastor Buddy? Well, I don't know where you know this or not, but a war machine to the earth brings prosperity. It also brings a total collapse of people's will, and they become huddled like scared sheep in a corner, trembling and afeard of the conclusion. I remember in World War II when the sirens, the lights would dim in the cities, and the war alert sirens would go off and on all night long till you couldn't sleep. This was a psychological induction of terror upon the populations of those around the world. It's going to return. Act 4 will be the erosion of the confidence and the dissolution of the U.S. Constitution, triggered by enough terrorist attacks to bring in martial law. Well, isn't that George W. Bush's desire to be a dictator? He said if he believed in reincarnation, he would love to come back as a dictator. Does Hitler come to his mind? Hang a mustache on Mr. Bush and put a Gestapo cap upon his head, and we might have a Hell Hitler. or a Joseph Stalin, or a combination of the evil beast of the last days, the combination of both, when in that war, World War II, ladies and gentlemen, there were so many millions of people killed, and yet we just concentrate on 6 million Jews at that. As you know, there were 90 million people in the Baltic states and the Russian Federation that Stalin killed, anywhere between 90 to 100 million, this Canaanite reptile perpetrated by the Lenin-Trotsky communist revolution gave these men power to kill and wreak havoc with a people that were peaceful, prosperous, and the riches of Russia were ripped and stolen and confiscated and shipped off to the vaults of the New World Order banks where they are right now. Act 5. The collapse, total collapse of the United States and other Western economies, because in the last days, the Bible says, a perilous time will come, and a starving, fearful, depend on the government. Did you know it's against the law for you to put up food, to hoard, as they say, food, or to prepare for what Pastor Buddy's talking about? Did you know it's against the law to prepare? Both biblical prophecy and the Illuminati plan state that Israel is the key to the Third World War. The Third World War is planned to begin when Israel goes to war against her Arab enemies. Then and only then will, after all these other elements begin to occur, and they will occur in rapid succession after this, and the plan is to have one disaster following another in such rapid succession that before people can mentally or emotionally handle one disastrous news event, they will be hit with another. It's also true to state that until all the elements for World War III are in place, the plan will not commence. But she's already commenced, and I believe she commenced when we invaded Iraq. And that gives legs to the soon coming, soon approaching man that rides the white horse. And we're not talking about our Messiah that is going to come from him. You see, the first one that rides a horse is the Antichrist. He is a type. He's not Christ. He's anti. He's not interested in the righteous morals of a nation calling upon God and serving. He is to oppose all that pertains to God so that he himself will exalt himself above God and all that is called of God, and will cast to the ground and stamp in residue all of the forces that oppose him. We're in the last stages of the preparation to globalize the world that the Masonic New Age Christ can appear to receive all the political and economic powers of the world's rulers into one, with a ruling agenda to do away with those that call on a living, risen Savior. Do you ever notice that when the big officials pray in public, they never mention Christ? They never mention a redeeming Savior. They just say, God bless America, when they end. God bless America. Which America or which God are they proposing to bless America? Is it the Illuminati God? Is it Satan, the God of this world? Yes. That's why that they will not personally. You'll never hear George W. Bush personally glorify Jesus Christ, Yahshua, HaMashiach. You know why? To do so would be against his religion. Ladies and gentlemen, the script's already written. Now, it's subject only to last-minute editing and stage direction, but the stage itself, although it is got the curtain drawn and it looks dark, these are just possibilities, but behind the scenes, if you can see the reality of what's coming, this one world rulership, a group of men purposely given over to the will of Satan, the Antichrist, who will appear, if you believe it, who will appear, and most of the people involved will accept him as Jesus Christ. Now we've summarized the significant facts of all three world wars, and we've listed the start dates, the end dates, and the durations of, and the number of casualties is going to be millions, both soldiers and innocent civilians. You see, who suffers in this is not always those who are fighting, but those who get in the way of fighting. Conspiratorial history has already been written. Conspiratorial history studies that part of history that is a product of man's planning. In this history, man has rushed to set a new world order in its place to replace the order of nations that served God with good conscience, had good morals. We have lost our children to the state. We cannot discipline our children in a home. The home has been wrecked with television, which has conditioned and corrupted the minds and turned our strong fathers into couch potato wimps. Ooh-ing and ahhing at all the entertainment that comes across the dumb tube, as man has lost his morals, given up his position as the leader of the home, surrendered it to the governments of the world. This is not only America. I'm just saddened that America is part of the problem. 9-1-1, did it actually happen, or was it a planned conspiratorial event? Did you know that there is a police state roadmap? A one world government and one unit monetary system. That's what's coming, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready for it. Under permanent, non-elected leaders who will self-select from among their own proven ones in a form of a system as it was in the Middle Ages. In this one world government, population will be limited by restrictions on the number of children per family. Diseases, wars, famines will persist until 1 billion people who are useful to the ruling class will be saved, and the rest will be totally eliminated from the planet, one way or the other. You say, well, Pastor Buddy, there's approximately 7 billion people in the world. That's right. So 6 billion will have to die. You talk about the Holocaust. Ladies and gentlemen, the Holocaust is coming. It is inevitable. It is upon us. And the time of trouble, such as the world has never seen, will introduce itself and has and is, as I speak, already in motion. Conditioned and brainwashed into pawns of the New World Order. The Bible says the time will come that we will kill those that believe in the true, living, risen God in favor of a state-controlled God through the minds of a controlled New World Order strategist that creates the problem by funding, assembling, and training an opposition group to stimulate turmoil in an established political power base where a sovereign country, a region, or even a continent that they wish to impinge upon, and thus create opposing factions in a conflict that the New World Order themselves maneuvered into existence. Opposition groups are usually identified in the media as freedom fighters or liberators. Oh my, isn't that what we got going on in the Middle East? Well, it's just going to intensify, ladies and gentlemen. Get yourself ready. The gauging of the public's acceptance of the New World Order and their planned programs has shown in the polls that the program is doing its job, while a poor showing tells the New World Order manipulators that they have to recast or tweak the programming until the desired response is achieved, and they have done this just like a steel producer, a blacksmith in other words, that is fixing a tempered steel, will heat it up and beat it into submission and then cool it down to harden it into its position of thinking. This is called the New World Order Global Manifesto. Oh my, it's been written for hundreds of years. I just wish I had time to get into the whole story here on the Shepherd's Call to give you some understanding that the New World Order puppeteers will provide the solution by sending in UN keep peace people, as they did in Bosnia, or a UN coalition force, the Gulf War, or NATO bombers and then ground troops, like they did in Kosovo, or the military to search for weapons of mass destruction, which of course are never found. Once installed, these peacekeepers never leave. The ideal is to have a New World Order control ground troops in all major countries and coming soon to a city near you in America will be those UN peacekeepers because of some tragic terrorist bomb threat with a large percentage of loss of life. America will feel threatened. She will ask for UN peacekeepers, and the only reason she does that is to protect them from the threat, as these Antichrist produce the stages of Armageddon. Ladies and gentlemen, war is coming to a neighborhood near you. America will not escape. You say, well, what is Armageddon, buddy? Well, nearly everyone has heard of Armageddon. Hundreds of authors have written books on the subjects, but some have failed to tell you that the Bible speaks about the time of trouble, the apocalypse, warns us of the perilous times that are coming. And it begins in the revelation of the gospel in 1:1. The revelation originated with God the Father, who passed it on to his Son, Yahweh, and then through a vision passed it on to John. What he recorded for us was the word of God and of the testimony of the hereafter. The day of Yahweh is at hand, but before he comes to right the wrongs of this new world order, we will live through the seven seals that are now being opened, and the seventh seal will be in the region of the Middle East, where we will have a time of trouble such as the world has never seen. Why are we going to have this? Because we can't avoid it. It's written in the contract of those who are calling, if you will, the shots. Because World War III was planned in detail. Did you know that Mr. Pike, who openly wrote of this, and I've read the book Morals and Dogmas, and it's right in there, where he described in a letter that he wrote to a certain Jew in Europe, dated on August the 15th, 1871, this letter graphically outlines the plans for three major world wars that were seen as necessary to bring in the New World Order. And we can only marvel at how accurately he has predicted the events long after his death. And by the way, he's buried in Washington, D.C., right near the Temple of the Masonic Keepers. It is commonly believed that the fallacy that was on display in the British Museum Library in London and was copied by William Guy Carr, a former intelligence officer in the Royal Canadian Navy. The British Library has confirmed in writing to me that such a document has never been in their possession. Furthermore, in Carr's book, Satan, Prince of the World, Carr includes the following footnote. The keeper of manuscripts recently informed the author that this letter is not cataloged in the British Museum Library, and it seems strange that a man of Cardinal Rodriguez's knowledge would have said that in 1925. Talking about a letter that has disappeared and yet has been so prophetic for the New World Order. If there's any doubt whatsoever that the political fascist Zionist protocols are not being demonstrated right in our days when we are in a cataclysm of social destruction through perilous times, we are on the verge of enduring, is ready to begin, the Third World War. It's got to be fomented by taking advantage of the differences caused by those who are against the Illuminati. It has to be between the political Zionists and the leaders of the Islamic world. The war must be conducted in such a way that Islam, the Muslim Arab world, and the political Zionist, the State of Israel, and her mutual friends destroy each other. Meanwhile, the other nations, once more divided on this issue, will be exhausted. We shall unleash the atheist and the Antichrist, and we shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm, which in all its horror will show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism, the origin of savagery, and the most bloody turmoil that will be written on the pages of history. Do you believe that 9/11 was actually a terrorist plot? When there is 1,000 questions to one answer, we have gotten the tip of the iceberg. What really happened on September the 11th in 2001 was a trigger mechanism already planned and purposed to get the American people to agree to go after the terrorists and to search into the regions of the Middle East where we have embedded ourselves for the beginning of the end of our wars. It's coming. It's inevitable. Get ready. If you've got sons and daughters, they will be sacrifices for the cause. And all this is going to seem righteous. But they have such a way of conditioning our mind to make things that are not right seem right. This is how that they have grown to the seat of authority and power through satanic antichrist functions of the mind of Satan. Did you know that he knows the scripture better than perhaps any one outside of the Messiah himself, who was the author of the Holy Spirit, inspired men to write it, but that Satan was one of the best students in the universe concerning scriptures? Oh, he can quote them. He quotes them well. How can Satan knows so much about the Bible? Well, ladies and gentlemen, he's been part of the Scriptures himself. He's written in the Scriptures, and he has taken some of the craftiness that he has and displayed it by causing his prophets. This is in 2 Corinthians chapter 11. I suggest you read the whole chapter of 2 Corinthians chapter 11. I also suggest that you take down the scripture in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4. You'll see that Satan himself, the god of this world, has transformed himself into an angel of light. By the way, Albert Pike was a 33 grand master and the author, originator of the Ku Klux Klan. Ladies and gentlemen, it came right out of the bowels of the New World Order to divide the factions against one another to fulfill the prophetic dreams of Satan, who wanted a one world order, and it's here. There's nothing you can do about it. You cannot stop it. But you can prepare yourself and accept the truth. Familiarize yourself in the ancient rituals and the liturgies of the ancient and accepted Scottish Rite of Freemasonry from 4th degree to the 33rd. And from that, they recruit above. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a time of trouble such as the world has never seen and perhaps never will since the foundation of the world. Who's ready? Well, just like the Bible said, they shall be eating and drinking. They shall be running to and fro. But the Bible says in that day that a global war on terror, which exists merely to destroy our liberties, will be prevalent. It will be a time of trouble. So in this time of trouble, people running to and fro. You see, you eat more when you're stressed. Let gasoline go up, and what do? We burn more gasoline because we're nervous. We got to get on the road and prove that we still got it. And just like if you threaten to take away a man's food, he eats more because he gets stressed. Life-destroying effects of HAARP, weather control, and chemtrails are prevalent in these perilous times. An imminent, senseless, soon coming Iran invasion. They're just setting the conditioning for that fact. Perhaps there is leaders in Iran that are in on this New World Order scheme and will somehow provoke the justification of that invasion. The coming New World Order police state in the United States and the United Kingdom and other Western nations is here right now. We're having a continuing 9/11 cover-up and government collusion, and the faltering U.S. economy and the exploding price of oil, the skyrocketing price of gold, and a host of other conspiracies that keep us awake at night. The hour's late, and the time is at hand. Let us prepare, for the time is coming when we shall know that the end is nigh. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you need to write a Pastor Buddy at Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Now, that's Pastor Buddy at Post Office Box 2284 at New Tazewell, Tennessee, with the zip 37824. You can call me at area code 423-626-2172. That's area code 423-626-2172. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to keep in mind that we will be on WWCR 5070 in approximately 1 hour. And get ready, because things are coming down the road.
And he sipped, and then he supped. Would you partake of that last offered cup, or disappear into the potter's ground? When the man comes around, hear the trumpets, hear the pipers. 100 million angels singing, multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come, and the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. Are all trimming their wigs. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Till Armageddon, no shalom, no shalom. then the father hen will call his chickens home. The wise men will bow down before the throne, and at his feet they'll cast their golden crowns. When the man comes around, whoever is unjust, let him be unjust still. Whoever is righteous, let him be righteous still. Whoever is filthy, let him be filthy still. Listen to the words long written down. When the man comes around. Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers. 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big drum.